Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers! Happy holidays! This is our annual holiday edition, and I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Stay tuned as we talk about holiday tips for your dog and cat, and all sorts of great products for you and for your furry babes. And I'll be joined by a special guest. We'll be right back after this break from our sponsor.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our annual holiday show. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern, and I have a special guest with me today. Welcome, Mark Winter. Welcome, Mark.
Happy holidays. All the big ones are coming up, you know, Barksgiving and Catmas and Mew Years.
Meow Years.
Well, kittens, they go mew, mew.
Okay, mew.
Large cats go meow.
Mark, for those of you that have not listened to our shows before, you'll know that at the end of every show, I thank Mark. He is my producer, and he just wears a lot of hats around Pet Life Radio. And he does such a great job of making all of our shows sound great, as he tells me all the time. So he goes, especially yours. And I said, I'm not the worst, but, you know, I could take it. So anyway, Mark is here to join me, and we're going to talk about all great things holiday. Mark, any questions before we start?
No.
So I want to talk about some holiday tips, first of all, or as you maybe holiday pet tips, because these are some things that people don't always think about that might be obvious or not so obvious during holiday time. You know, holiday time for us two-legged people is stressful. I mean, Mark, are you stressed during the holidays?
I'm not stressed anytime. I like the holidays. I like all that hustle and bustle.
Okay, that's not me, but I try to have times to chill during the holidays. I like, you know, family time, but I also like to have some downtime to, you know, just relax a little bit. But, you know, there's things that we have to be aware of for our pets. So here's, you know, some things that I think are important. Do your due diligence, do your internet searches, be aware. So they're not in any particular order, but this one is near and dear to my heart. It gets cold, right? Most of the country. Now, I'm in South Florida, so we get, if we're lucky, we get a cold front here or there. We're just finishing up with hurricane season. But guess what? Cats hide in cars in all weather. Mark, you once found a cat inside your car, didn't you?
Yeah, we had an outside cat. That's a neighborhood cat, and she was having kittens, and she wanted to keep them warm. So she put them inside the hood of the car underneath on the engine block, and I had to really, like, pay attention to see where she was putting them, because you definitely don't want to start your car with cats in there, for sure.
No. Oh, I can't even think about that. So here's a tip. Before you start your car, tap on the hood.
I think bang on it.
Make some noise. I mean, if you're really concerned, you can open your hood, but you don't need to do that. Just a nice little, you know, bang. I mean, you're not going to bang hard enough to do damage, of course, but just a little bang will startle the cat and will have them moving. So
yeah, but you also have to, if you live in cold weather And I know now with these new cars, you know, sometimes people tend to like start them from inside their house. You know, they have a little button on their key fob. You don't want to do that if you know that you have cats in the neighborhood, because the engine will start and there goes the cat, you know.
Yeah, there goes the cat, and you have a horrific scene to witness. So yes, don't pre-start your car. If it's cold weather, bang on the hood. If you can't bang on the hood or you're really unsure, open the hood up. There are cats even in cold weather areas that are feral, that are in communities that live outdoors. So make sure you check it. Okay, here's some other tips. Trees. When you're decorating your trees, no tinsel if you have cats. You know about this one, Mark, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it might be funny to see like tinsel hanging out the butt of your cat, you know, it's a funny
or dog,
you know, it's a funny thing to think about. But really, it wraps around inside their intestines and you're going to end up at the vet spending $1,000. So there's plenty of other things you can put on your tree. So I would stay away from tinsel.
Yeah, stay away from tinsel. What happens when the cat digests it? And it's more likely cats than dogs that will digest tinsel. It slices their insides. It's very sharp and it can slice their intestine. So, you know, like Mark just said, I've seen it actually. There was a dog years ago in a shop that I used to go to where some string was hanging out of his butt and they were trying to get that out. And they were really, really lucky that nothing happened to the dog. But you do, yeah, no tinsel. Another thing you want to be careful about are wax diffusers. Those are, you know, the ones where there's a tea light and there's a little wax scented thing on top. They can omit certain things into the air that are not particularly healthy for your cat. So just be aware. We're going to talk about a product that's actually fine for cats a little later on in the show, but be careful of wax diffusers. Oh, this one, Mark, this one, this next tip is just so obvious, but you would not believe how many times it happens. Opening the front door. So if you have dogs and cats in your house, sometimes, you know, when you have people coming into the party, they just open the door and stand there. I literally, this is when I was living in Los Angeles. This happened to me and my dog at the time escaped. It took me 45 minutes. I don't eat meat, so I had to find like meat products from my neighbors, like I don't know what they had, some luncheon meat or something, running around the neighborhood trying to locate her, all because somebody came over and just left the door open.
Even yourself, I remember my former brother-in-law opened the door. He was coming back from shopping, and the dog ran out of the house and ran in the street and got hit by a car, and that was the end of the dog.
Oh my God, that's such a horrible story. So what I would suggest, either keep a childproof gate up at your door if you do not have a screened door, or if you do not have a, you know, some people have a little screen door that's open that they can lock and then they can see out of it. Some people will put a childproof gate up. You can also move your cats, your dog, move them to another room. Move them to, you know, if you're in a warm climate, move them to the patio, put them in the bedroom, put them someplace else. It does not take long for someone to just come in and take their time. And then all of a sudden, boom, your cat's outdoors or your dog's outdoors.
We're really lucky that our cats really like their comfort. They like to be inside. So even if you open the door, they know they have a good thing. They're not even running out. So
my cats are lazy too.
Yeah.
So that's a plus there. But sometimes it just takes one cat being curious.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really buy trees during the holidays or put one up just because. But if you do, make sure you secure your tree. It does not take much for a curious cat or dog to jump on a branch and poof, the whole tree knocks over. All of us have seen these in little, you know, Instagram or TikToks and think they're funny, but they can be catastrophic. Have you had this? Have you ever experienced this, Mark?
Not me. I've seen it. I've seen like cats climbing up trees and they get to the top and then the tree topples over. I mean, they recommend that you secure them on the top against the wall so that they can't fall down, because not only will it make a mess, I mean, it could crash on your coffee table.
Yeah, secure your tree. Also, speaking of trees, do not use edible decorations. No cranberries, no popcorn. Cats and dogs have a good sense of smell, and even if it's stale to us, they might still be interested. So keep that away. Also, watch out for ornaments that are breakable, like glass ornaments. Maybe put them higher on your secure tree so that the cat can't get there. Some people I know will put a little special gate around the tree so the cats can't get to it.
Even if you have a dog, they're looking at your tree going, oh, look, there's balls all over this tree. Just what I want.
Right, right. Another thing we talked about, diffusers, watch candles. I think there's very few people these days that use real candles on trees. They're a fire hazard. They're not smart. There's fake candles that you can get. But just watch even candles and open flames. Make sure they're not near your pets, especially your cats. Some cats will like to play with the flame. So make sure you keep that in mind. Let's talk about toxic foods, Mark.
Okay. I also wanted to mention on the candle subject that scented candles, even though they smell nice, you might want to consider getting something that's like lightly scented, because remember, your dogs and your cats, their sense of smell is like 100 times of what yours is. So if you walk in your house and it smells like all Christmassy and pine, imagine what they're smelling, because they're smelling 100 times what you're smelling. So you don't want them to be overwhelmed and feel like suffocated by the scent.
That's a great point. Also, watch out for how many times you're spraying scents around your house. Because if it's overwhelming for you, imagine what it's like for your dog or your cat. Okay, toxic foods. So I'm going to list the toxic foods, and then I want you to add to it, Mark, because you, in editing so many of our shows, you have such great knowledge.
We'll see.
There are some obvious ones. Chocolate, grapes, raisins, turkey bones, they shatter. Salty foods are especially not good for your cats. Onions and garlic, xylitol, which is in a lot of sugar-free foods. What can you add, Mark?
Okay. Also, not really for like Christmas or Hanukkah, but for Thanksgiving, corn on the cob. You want to make sure that if you have corn on the cob, that you dispose of the cobs someplace where your dog can't get to it, because they don't nibble the kernels off like you do. They would swallow the whole cob and it gets lodged in their esophagus. And if it goes down into their intestines, you're going to end up at the vet having expensive surgery. So that's going to be an expensive corn cob. So make sure corn cobs are put away someplace where your dog can't even find them.
You know what? I just thought of something. It doesn't really fit into toxic foods. I'm going to apologize in advance if I offend someone, but this is for the women out there. Women, make sure that any feminine products that are used are disposed of in a container that isn't closed, that your dog cannot get to. You know, it sounds like, ew, gross, ew, funny. Years and years and years ago, well, not that many years ago, not that old, but I wasn't aware of this, and my dog actually swallowed a feminine product. And let me tell you, it was a trip to the vet. Back then, it was a couple $100. Now it's probably like many $100s. And they were able to induce my dog to vomit. And it sounds, you know, oh, of course. Oh, it's obvious. But you'd be surprised. And some of those little small garbage cans, your dog can figure out. They know how to step on the container and just have it up or jump on it. So it sounds gross. And plus, visitors might not be as hyper aware as you are because you're the pet parent. So please make sure all feminine products are in a container that your dog cannot get to. I doubt your cat will do anything with it, but I know dogs will. So sorry to be gross, but, you know, keep those disposed of and make sure your receptacle is difficult for your dog to open, if not impossible for your dog to open. Okay, let's talk about plants. Poinsettias can be not that great for your cat, but mistletoe and holly are pretty dangerous for cats. Lilies are extremely dangerous for cats.
Even the water that the lilies are in is toxic. So,
wow. Why is that?
It's just the composition of lilies and, you know, the chemicals that are in them. And they're like extremely toxic to cats. Don't even bring them in your house.
Okay, well, that concludes our pet tips. I'm sure we'll have more as we go along and talk about some of our key products that we recommend this holiday season.
Okay, well, you know, holiday season is also football season. And, you know, when I'm watching football on Sunday and Monday, and maybe Thursday. You know, I like to have all my snacks laid out so, you know, I can watch the game. So my dog and my cat both like to watch football with me. They like to sit on the couch and they like to watch the game. And I don't think they understand it, but they like to watch. They see movement on the TV. So I have all my snacks laid out and I don't want them eating my snacks so they can have their own. So there's this product called Trot Pets. And it's this really cool snack tray, and it's for pets and dogs and cats. You can put all kinds of treats in the different compartments and lickables, and it keeps them occupied. And it includes a magnetic puck, it says, that attaches to any floor. So, I mean, if you don't want to put it on the couch with your pets, you can put it on the floor. They can hop down, and they can have their snacks, too. So we can all be happy. We can all watch the game. We can all have our snacks. And it's great for the holidays. Somebody that you know that has pets.
What a great gift.
Yeah.
You know what I like about it is it keeps my dog busy. So I could put a thin layer of, you know, maybe pumpkin, which is healthy for their stomachs, or blend up some, do like a puree of a few, some beef and a little bit of pumpkin and squash, or just take their dog food, just take a little, you know, thin amount and spread it around, and it keeps the dog busy. Your dog's licking each little section. So it's just such a great, fun product. And that is at trotpets.com. Also, Mark, where can our listeners find all of this information for the holiday show?
They can go to Best Bets for Pets on PetLifeRadio.com, and all these links to all these products will be on the episode page.
For this holiday show.
For this show, yeah.
Well, with the holidays coming, there's one thing for sure, Mark. You want to make sure you're groomed and your fur babe is groomed. You're going to be taking a lot of pictures. You have people coming over. You want to make sure your pets look good. And it's also for health reasons, especially if you live up north. You want to make sure their paw pads are as clean as possible so that things don't stick to the fur. You know, especially if you're up north with cold weather, there's snow on the ground and salt. So it's a health reason as well. But this is the time to be, let them, you know, be groomed. And if you want to do the grooming yourself, even better. So here are some tips for, you know, for grooming health, for hygiene, and for style. Always brush before clipping. This way, you know, if there's not any place like a clump, you know, of knotted hair, matted hair, you're able to cut that out. You're able to get some of the dirt out by brushing. It just helps remove also loose undercoat, and it helps minimize the shedding during the trim.
Yeah, especially if you have long hair dogs and long hair cats, you don't want their hair to get matted, because once it's matted, it's really hard to brush out. You're going to have to clip it out using clippers, you know, not scissors. So brushing regularly will help avoid that.
Right. It's suggested you should brush your cat or dog or both.
I mean, one of my cats, you know, he loves to be brushed, so I can brush him all the time. The other two, if they see me coming with anything, they'd be running away. So I don't know how we're going to ever brush them.
Well, you can work on that, but you should brush about 3 to 4 times a week. You should make sure you keep their coats trimmed. Target the stubborn mats on your dog or long-haired cat with using a detail blade on the clippers, and be very careful, especially in delicate areas like under the tail or the paw pads or the undercoat, you know, the belly. For areas that are that delicate, you should trim sanitary and paw hair. I remember Mr. Zeus hated when I touched his paw hair, but he wouldn't never bit me, but he did not like it. But I always made sure that I did it because furry paws are not good. Dry at low temperatures, so don't use a dryer, a blow dryer on high. I live in a fairly warm climate, so I really never used a blow dryer. And, you know, Mr. Zeus was a mutt, so it didn't matter if he didn't look like, you know, a show dog. He dried so quickly. But in many climates, it's a lot cooler. Make sure you dry on a low setting. You don't want to overheat them. Don't forget the ears, and don't forget cleaning the ears. And also, make sure you hydrate the skin and the coat, and you can do that by just grooming on a regular basis. You know, I used to do that with Mr. Z. What did you do with your dog when you were grooming it, your dog all the time, Mark?
I would try to keep, when we had Nikki, I used to try to keep him groomed. I mean, eventually it used to get out of hand. I mean, he had to go to the groomer. I mean, the dogs usually do. I don't know what they recommend, once every 6 weeks, once every 8 weeks. Sometimes I let it get away. I didn't keep up with it, but I really should have, because if you groom them on a regular basis, they never get like really bad. And you can just have like a light grooming at the groomers.
Yes. And if you choose to do it at home, make sure you take time, be patient. But one is all grooming products are phenomenal. You sit home, they help keep grooming stress free. They have clippers, they have vacuums, they make your pet comfortable, and they're really excellent tools. Mark, you used them. How were they when you were grooming Dennis?
Oh, they're great. I mean, they work fantastic. Like I said, he loves to get groomed. So he sits there and he purrs and he picks his head up and he just loves all that. It's like he's at a spa day for Dennis.
Spa days for Dennis. On that note, we're going to take a short break for our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising, so I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell. She was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the second half of our holiday show, and I am joined today by my producer, Mark Winter, who not only is an expert when it comes to editing and producing our podcast, but he is funny too, and he knows so much. So one of the products I really love, I love this product line, Healer's Pet Care. You can buy a total first aid kit, which every pet parent should have a aid kit. It's compact, you know, portable, but you have generally your basics. There's gauze and, you know, bandages and other basics, which make it a great gift. Healer's Pet Care also has medical dog booties, which is wonderful for dogs that have sensitive or injured paws. Also, golden turmeric paste for dogs. This really helps promote robust joint health, optimal digestion, and helps their immune function. There's a lot of potent anti-inflammatory as well as antioxidant properties, and it really helps alleviate pain from arthritis, supports cognitive vitality, and even contributes to a shinier coat. There's other products that Healer's Pet Care has available. And as with this product, you can find at Amazon and Walmart, most of the products you can find today that we're talking about on Amazon. Another addition, if you want to add to your first aid kit, there's a product called Clotic. And if your dog has a nail that pops off or you end up trimming your dog's nail too low, Clotit will prevent the wound from bleeding. It temporarily clots the blood, which is what you want. It's something you can use if it's a light wound or light scratch, or if it's something deeper, it's something you could use as you go to the vet. So something to keep in mind. Mark, you love keeping a really clean, spotless house during the holidays. How do you do it?
Well, it is hard when you have a lot of pets running around. It's like constant cleaning. It's like having children running in the house. So there is a great product, especially anyone who knows me knows I don't like to bend down too often. So there's this great smart vacuum cleaner. It's called iVac Air. And it's not like your typical vacuum cleaner that, you know, you push around the house vacuuming. It's stationary. You set it up in an area and you take your broom and you sweep towards the vacuum cleaner. And when you get close enough, it sees you and it'll just turn on and start sucking all the debris into the vacuum cleaner. So it's really interesting.
Mark, you could put that on the list for something to get me. Also, what I like is that it's not only a vacuum cleaner, but it's a purifier and deodorizer as well.
And you can find all this at iVac.com, EYEVAC.com.
This is a great product for your dogs. The Puffin Game by Fable Pets. That's at fablepets.com.
I love puffins. They're so cute.
The Puffin?
Puffins. They're so cute. They're like little penguins. I think they named it the Puffin Game because their device kind of looks like a little puffin.
So what the Puffin Game, it's kind of like a oval shaped piece. You can open it and put in cups of food. And so it holds up to 1.5 cups of dry food. And so your dog is working for his food, kind of like what dogs would do in nature. So it's a great way to stimulate your dog. Do you think you have a dog that would like it?
I think any dog would like it. If you have like a hunting dog or, you know, one of these dogs that's what they do, like a hound, you know, they sniff around, they like to hunt. I mean, all the dogs I've had kind of just like to lay around the couch, but I think they would enjoy this game.
I think most dogs will. You can put in dry food or you could put in snacks or maybe mix it up a little bit. And that's available on ChewyFablePets.com. Mark, you're always into looking for better and new ways to keep your cats and dogs healthy. What did you find at Sun Pet Treats?
At Sun Pet Treats, of course, they have treats. And, you know, dogs and cats, they love their treats. But these are just not fun treats to eat. I mean, they are fun, but it also helps with your pet's fresher breath, improved body odor. I have some friends that might benefit if they could eat this. I don't know if it's for people, but definitely for your pets. And it promotes a healthy, shiny coat and skin and a good source of vitamin D. And it supports their natural digestive health. So really good treats, really healthy.
I think that it's the Chlorella, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, Chlorella, which is a green superfood. And yeah, I think it's good for people too, except I would buy the human version.
Yeah, I think it is. My sister could benefit from fresher breath, I think.
Okay, I hope she doesn't listen. Okay, you know what? I don't mind bathing my dog at all. I used to give Mr. Z a bath every so often. I was fortunate that I didn't have to use a tub because it's so warm year-round where I live. But one of the things I loved was using a shampoo bar. Serenity Acres has a goat's milk shampoo bar for dogs. It is, what I like is that it's a woman-owned company. Their website is serenitygoats.com. And what I love about using a shampoo bar is you don't waste all the liquid shampoo in areas like on the top of the body, and then you can't have to hopefully you have enough to like move it around to the belly. And this is all while you're trying to keep your dog still and not from shaking too much on you or jumping out of the bathtub. So having a shampoo bar, which is also, I think, more sustainable and more user-friendly, is fantastic. Now, this was originally created as just a dog shampoo, but they also have Serenity Acres Pest Off Goat Milk Shampoo Bar, which is designed to repel bugs and it comes
with an
irritated skin.
We're in Florida, so there's bugs everywhere. So this is a really great product.
It is. It has a blend of lavender, lemongrass, eucalyptus, and tea tree essential oils. So that keeps pesky bugs away, but also soothes hot spots and leaves behind such a great scent. I'm tempted to use this.
I think you can. It says it's...
You can. It's
I think it's for humans, too. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, this bar also has a huge fan base among humans, too. So it's people friendly. So while you want to bathe, if you're bathing yourself or your friend.
Know.
So again, the Serenity Goat's Milk Shampoo Bar for dogs and for people can be found at serenitygoats.com. Now, last but not least, I love the name of this company, Big Ass Dog Company, BADCO. So Badco for short. They have such great holiday gifts for big dogs and their owners.
I like big mutts, and I cannot lie.
That's me. I like big mutts. You like more little, small, fluffy dogs. I like my mutts. At least 45 pounds, 40, 45 pounds and up to maybe like 60. That's for me. I like mutts.
Yeah, they got fun names too. The gigantic ass bed and the big ass drool.
Right. And Mark, they sent me a big ass bed. It's big enough for me and for a big pooch. Now, I don't currently have a dog, but I borrowed my neighbor's dog, Baby. And Baby's big. She's about, I think, almost 80 pounds. And we both fit. So how fun is that? You know how your dog's always taking up the couch and you can't really, you know, take revenge and take his fluffy, soft bed? This way you both fit. So they have a big ass dog bed. They have a whole ton of holiday gifts for big dogs and owners. They also have a rag, which helps wipe off. You know how some big dogs have that, like they drool?
Yeah, big ass drool rag.
A big ass drool rag. Some people can use that too, actually. And giant breeds especially, your Great Danes, your Mastiffs, there's St. Bernards, they all have that, they just drool. So big ass drool rag is fantastic. They have other apparel for, you know, humans and other products, especially engineered for large and giant breeds. And it's tested in real homes with real dogs. And right now,
yeah, I see. 25% off.
25% off from 11/24 to 12/2. So it's a long amount of time. So from November 24th to December 2nd, use the code B as in boy, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, M as in Mary, BFCM for 25% off everything except for the steps.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That's a very good deal. And last but not least, Mark, you're going to tell us a great way to make our homes smell wonderful.
Right.
That is safe for our pets.
You know, we talked about this before a little bit about candles and diffusers. And this is a diffuser that's like safe for pets. So even though it has seasonal scents and they've got like California scents, fall cider, Main Street Christmas, Ojai Groves, they're like California type scents, but they're light scents, so they're good for your pets. They're not going to be overwhelming for them. So this is from California Fresh Home.
And what I like, number one, safe for your pets. And that says it all.
They put in an odor eating additive. So if you have litter box odors or you have a cat that pees on your rug and, you know, this will eliminate all those odors. So when people come in your house for the holidays, they don't know that you have cats or dogs living there. It smells nice.
Yes. Nice, fresh-scented home. Where can people find this?
They can find this at CaliforniaFreshHome.com.
Okay. Well, that wraps
up
our holiday show. That's a wrap. Mark, we're just about done with our show. We've just about wrapped on all the products. What is one final tip you can let our listeners keep in mind for the holidays?
Okay. Well, I know people like to give a good gift to people, but don't give a pet to someone that's not expecting it. Don't say, oh, look, I got you this great puppy. And then, you know, these people don't want a puppy. I mean, only give pets to people that you know, maybe you ask them beforehand, or if you have kids that live in your house, then, you know, you're going to end up taking care of this pet. So if you're willing to do that, then that would be fine. And here's another tip that you can do. You can go to the shelter and rescue a cat and give a cat to your cat as a holiday gift, because cats like to have company. So this way, you rescue a cat from the shelter and you're making room for another cat that can go into the shelter, and then your cat can have company. So that's a perfect gift for your cat.
It's a perfect gift, and it actually gifts others, you know, it gifts the life of a cat, because the cat that takes its place can have space in the shelter. And then there's another cat for someone else out there. If your cat's happy, that's a gift for me if my cat's happy.
Yep.
I have one final tip. Somehow find a way to keep your stress level down. Your fur babes pick up on your emotions. And during the holidays, there is so much anxiety with all of us.
That's why they invent liquor.
That's why they invent liquor. That's why they have gummies in some states at your own risk and all that jazz.
No, only kidding.
And That's why they also invented, I think, gyms and punching bags.
No, but you have pets, and pets can reduce your stress level. So just love your pets.
Right. Love your pets. But the big thing is, keep your stress level down. If you're anxious, your pets are going to pick up on it. Your dogs and cats are so receptive to picking up on your anxiety, and that can make them sick. And it makes you sick too. So find time to chill. If you're getting anxious about something or a last minute gift and you have to rush and all this, just take a breather. Is it really going to make a difference that you rush and you are so anxious about getting that gift to that person at that minute? Or maybe you could just give them the next day. So don't freak out about making, you know, the perfect holiday meal or the perfect wrapped gift or any of that. Take some time to chill, and your pets will be chill with you, and spend time with them. That'll reduce your stress even more. Mark, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and helping share these holiday tips and great products with our listeners.
No, you're welcome. I'm here all the time. You know where to find me.
And I'd like to thank our cats, our studio cats, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Thanks again to Mark Winter for being on the show. And thanks for his wonderful work in producing and editing all of our shows. He is amazing. Thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate your loyalty. And I wish you and your fur babes a wonderful holiday season. Happy holidays, and happy holidays, Mark.
Happy holidays.
And remember, keep listening. You never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.